We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Mem Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Aleph by the Gemara. Talk to Gemara. Menoan Emili, where do you know that there's a din of seven chakiris? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Kra. We're going to bring down three different psukim by three different averis, and we're going to darshan seven. So there's one pasuk when it comes to the ear hanedachas that says vidarashta. V'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev. And we darshan, v'darashta v'chakarta is two chakiras. V'sha'alta heitev, sha'alta alone is nothing. The word heitev is another chakira. These are three chakiras. V'darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev. That's one, that's three. V'oimer, there's another pasuk that says, v'huga l'cha v'shamata v'darashta heitev. That's another pasuk which is talking about avodah zarah. A yochid does avodah zara. The iradachas is a tzibur does avodah zara. And then you have that's two. It says v'derashta heitev. Heitev is another one. So v'derashta heitev. So that's two. And then you have another pasuk by Edim Zoymim. It says v'darshu ashoftim heitev. Again, v'darshu and heitev, another two. So if you count it up, it's seven. Because v'derashta v'chakarta v'shalta heitev. V'derashta is one, v'chakarta is two, v'shalta heitev is three. Then you have Darashta Heitev, you have, that's two. And with Darashta Zot Heitev is another two. Altogether, seven. So to Gemara, I'm not going to answer the question of Gemara until we see this Gemara. What?
The first three,
then Darashta Heitev at all. Okay. The first Darashta is with Darashta Heitev. Shahalta doesn't count. So the Darashta is Heitev. The next one is with Darashta Heitev is another two. The next one is with Darashta Heitev is another two. The first drasha actually wasn't hatev, not from v'shalta. V'shalta is not a drasha. The drasha was hatev. And any questions? Let's finish the gemara and we'll have questions. So talking about arama beis, that's seven. Ve'ema, I'm sure the arama is kasha. That's why the next kasha is ve'ema chad kirech sivna. It should maybe it just means that iradachas has three questions. The other ones have two each. That's how it is. Dim kain, if we meant the seven, lichtavu rachmana v'chada. Let it say all seven by one. Why would it say three, two, and two? So Gemara answers, Kivan de Kulu Bahadi Adadik Sivi, which means since all of them have din of Drisha, so then you learn from each other. Ma'adadi Yafi, you learn out everything from each other. It's like a Mamatsinu. The Kivan Yafi Ma'adadi, command the cause of Ghadam. He's learning from each other, it's like it says it, seven. Freyti Gemara, Volei Damla Adadi, you can't make a Mamatsinu, it's a Pircha. And the simon for the Pirchas are Palad Saif Hasra. So, why is that pircha? It says, there's something that's more chamer, so it doesn't need drisha v'chakiris, because it's so chamer, we want to kill him more, and therefore we're not so makbid on making him potter by making a lot of drisha v'chakiris. So, irin adachas is not doyma lahani tarti loydam yashkin moinam polat. Irin adachas is more chamer than the other two, because the other two, halach is, the other two are Edim Zayman and Yochra Varezara. There they don't lose their money. Mashaykin Eredachas, part of the halacha is, the Inishis loses his money. So maybe it's more chamer and doesn't need so many chakiris. How can you learn it out from those two? And Avarezara, you can't learn out the Hanach Tarti because those two have a chumra of Avarezara. Those two have a kula of Avarezara. What are they? Loi Damish came as Saif. Avarezara locha is skila. Mashaykin Eredachas is Saif and also. Edim Zoyim is Saif. I can ask me, Edim Zoyim is not Saif. It could be whatever he says Edis on is the Misa. So Rashi explains, since sometimes Edim Zoyim is B'Saif, so therefore, Lamai said, they're not going to be Machber so much on it, because it has sometimes, that's more cool. So that you wouldn't be able to learn out from Avarizara, because Avarizara is more Chamas. Avarizara cannot learn out from these two. Those two need the Drish V'Chakiris, but Avarizara not, because Avarizara is more Chamas. And Eim Zoymim has a chumrah over those two. L'hanak tarati loy damish ken tzrich nasra. Those two, Avodazara and Yadach nidah asra. Eim Zoymim didn't need asra. So the Gemara means to ask like this. You can't have a mamatzino, huh? Hasra means that the loch is that if you want to give someone misaf Avodazara or Yadach, you have to warn them first. Eim Zoymim, you don't have to warn first. They get the energy without warning them first. They don't need asra. So that's why they're more chumrah. They're more chumrah, so maybe they don't need chakiris. So therefore, we're saying each one, there's a simon here, Palat, Saif, Hasra, each one has a chumrah. Iradachas has a chumrah that his money gets lost. The Avodah Yavyacha has a chumra, gets skila. Has Edom Zayim have a chumra, does not have a sra. So you can't learn a mamatzinu here. Mamatzinu means learn one from it. Can't learn mamatzinu. So Gemara says, behetiv, hetiv yafino ma'adadi. The word hetiv, this is all three cases, we make a limud and it's a gzeri shava. The only problem is that we know if it's not a gzeri shava mufna, if it's not an extra word, then you have a pircha. So, but the Gemara says, gzeri shava mufna. The loy mufna, if it wouldn't be a mufna, you can mifrach, you can have a pircha. So the Gemara, lai afnuye mufna. Yes, it is mufna, and I'll tell you how. How is a mufna? So we'll take, let's say, the first pasuk. Medahavle mechtav, v'darshu v'chakru, v'shonu kra behetev. So this pasuk is not the first pasuk. This pasuk is that says, v'darshu ha'shoiftim hetev. It could have said, v'darshu ha'shoiftim v'chakru. Why did it say hetev? It changed the language. It must be to make a drasha for gzeri shava. Because we find in the pasuk in Adacha, it says the rashta of a chakarta of a shalta etev. So the best word to use is the rashta of a chakarta. All of a sudden, the other two, it says the rashta etev and the darsha shaitim etev. So that word etev makes it mufna. Why? Because shu sev a chakru and it changed it to etev. That makes it into a candidate for a gzeri shava drasha. So that's good for those two, where we have a mufna. The problem is, what do you do about the pasuk of the rashta v'chakarta v'shachalta eita? There it says v'chakarta. So what are you going to say there? Why is it mufna? Let's read it inside. La yafnuye mufna. It is taka mufna. Medhavle mechav darshu v'chakru v'shani krav v'duru v'heitev. Shemar v'nel afnuye. V'reitin gemar v'kati mufna m'zarechadu. I'll tell you why. Mishlam hanach tarati mufnu. The two of Avodah Zarah and of Beidim Zayimim. It says heitev instead of a chakru. Good. Shem d'havel lemichtav. Shem d'havel lemichtav. Shem d'havel lemichtav. El yiran d'achas ma'avel lemichtav. Haksivikul. It says the rashta v'chakarat of a shalta heitev. So what should it say instead of heitev? So I'm going to ask him. Now I'm afraid. D'havel lemichtav. Could have said d'roish tidroish and putting in words now. V'tachkar. Oy chakar. It could have said chakar tachkar v'tidroish. It could have used one of those words twice, and it didn't use heitev. So bottom line is, it's a gzeira shava heitev heitev. That's, you know, all seven. All three say heitev. So it teaches us that all seven chakiris are needed. This is Rashi and Chumash already. That brings down the gzeira shava. And therefore we know, heitev heitev, these are the seven drashas we have. Now, very gishmak, how do you know that every single Mrs. Bezdin has done a shava chakiris? So remember, anything that's more kuladik, it's more poshut that they have chakiris. So these things, the oinchim of these are either sayif or skila for these three. So v'asu nechnokim bekavachayim min eskalim u'min aragim. Nechnokim, which is most kuladik. So if those chomer things need shav chakiris, for sure chenek, which is the most kuladik of the four Mises Bezdin, for sure that also needs chakiris.
Why is that swara?
The swara is that chakiris, the more chakiris you have, the bigger chance the guy is going to become innocent. Because so the more big Averia did, we don't want to make him innocent. For example, let's say a Mesis, right? We're not so Rachmanis on him. The bigger guy is Averia, less Rachmanis we don't have him. So the less the Averia is, the more chakiris it is. So if you have chakiris on something that's more commerce, of sure the cooler thing is to make chakiris, you want to make him innocent. That's the swara. So Akaponim, so we're saying like this. But also nechnokim bekavachomer min eskalim min aragim. We learn out nechnokim from a kavachomer from the eskalim and min aragim, because madach, the ones that are more chomer, have shavah chakiris. Of sure, chenek has that. And I nisrafim, how do you know? Kavachomer min eskalim, because Avodah Zarah is skila and it's more chomer than sreifim. The only problem is we know there's a big machlokes. What's the most chomer digamisa? The Rabbanon holds skila is most chomer digamisa and Rav Shimon holds Sreifa is the most chomedik misa. So the Mara says like this: Honich the Rabbanon dama skila chamura is good. El Rav Shimon dama Sreifa chamura. Ma'ik man, what are you going to say? So what are you going to say if you're Rav Shimon? How do you know Sreifa needs seven chakiris? It's the most chomedik misa. El Rav Yehuda. The pasuk says at the end of the pasuk of, for example, of Ir Adacha, it says the Rashi of Chakart of Shalta. Emes Nochin Hadava. Emes Nochin Hadava. And it says also by the pasuk of Avodah Zarah, who galav shmat of the Rashi Hayitev, v'hine emes nachan adava. So he darshan the words emes nachan to be two extra ones. V'hine emes nachan, v'hine emes nachan. Hachatzari, the two words emes nachan is 11. Sheva l'sheva chakirois, dal tlash zer shavam. We use three out of the, now it's all together 11. So three of the Hayitevs use zer shavam. So that's out. You left with eight. Poshlu, you left with eight. Seven for the chakirois. There's an extra one. Parshal Chod l'Rav Shimon la'asuyin esrafim. Teaches esrafim. And l'Rabbanon, what do you need the extra one? The Rabbanon hold. Milsa, the Asim Kavachayim, we're talking about Kavachayim, even though it's a Kavachayim, we're talking about Kavachayim. So it means like this, that really is 11 words, and he made it to the 11 Chakiris. He says, no, the 7 Chakiris, 3 are for Gzer Shava, to put them one to another. And the last ones tell us that's Shreifa. And even the Rabbanon has Shreifa and Muhammad, it's Milsa, the Asim Kavachayim, we're talking about Kavachayim. Maybe it's teach us the extra chakira. How do you know it's teach us the shrafa? Maybe it's teach us the chakira. What's Ravo's kasha? What could be eighth question? We covered everything. Which Shemitah? Which year in the Shemitah? Which week? Which day? Which day of the Chodesh? Which day of the week? We know everything already. V'shmoyne chakira is miyika. So the Mar says, why can't it be an achkira? V'ikul asuya bekama b'shah. What time of the hour? We said what hour? We said one of the questions were be'ezah yoyim be'ezah shah, which hour? But we didn't say what time of the hour. Hour means in the 10 o'clock hour, but maybe it's 10:30 or 10:45 or 10:15. So that could be another question. V'tayin amahachay b'rit k'vayse b'shmoyin achkiras. Taki is a brice like that. So Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Hanichla bayam. There's a big shaila if it's possible to check two people, two edim, about in the hour alone. Hanich la'abaya libedar meya doma inam toya v'loy klum. That a person not make it's possible that a person not make a mistake at all. So then you can ask that question because a person knows exact what time it is. Or la'achlish nami doma inam toya mashu shaper. It only makes a small mistake shaper. Ella abaya libedar Yehuda. Every person is always off by at least a half hour. It can't be exact. The Rav Amar told in Shituvi, even bigger than that. Ma'ik lememar. The Mar said you can't. Rav Amar and Kash, let it be eighth question. Mar said, what's the eighth question? What time of the hour? Mar said, it's only shtim if you abaya if you one man the Amar. But if you abaya if you didn't one the Amar, if you Rava, it's not possible because in the hour because no one knows exactly the what time in the hour. Actually, today it would be much easier. People have watches. And those that didn't have a watch, it's very hard to know exact. Lefi alarm on the armor, you don't need exact, so it can't be. So what's Ravo's question? So to Gemara, Elasuye, Ravo's kasha was bekama b'yoyvel. What? Which shmita in the yoyvel? Frey to Gemara, Hainu Eizah Shua. That is one of the questions. Which shmita in the yoyvel? Elasuye be'ezah yoyvel. Which yoyvel? Yechav which yoyvel? Every 50 years is not yoyvel. I wonder which yoyvel it is. So that'll be the question. The idach, the manema holds. It's not a kasha holds. There's no question of Eizah Yovel. Why not? So Rashi says, you know why? Because the Edom don't wait another Yovel to say the Edis. So it's not possible it's from a different Yovel. If you say it's from this third Shemitah to this Yovel, we're not worried it's the Yovel before that. It's not worried it's a different Yovel. It's not what we're worried about. You guys are not old enough. Reisi says, no seven Chakiris, only three Chakiris. What's the problem of Yesi? So Mara says clearly, Tanya, Amal Rav Yesi Chum, Devrechem, Lefiyu, Misha Bava Amma, and he says, Emesh Hargu. You know, this guy killed yesterday. Oimulay Be'ezah Shavua, we ask him which Shemitah, Be'ezah Shana, which year of the Shemitah, Be'ezah Chaydash, which month, Be'kam Chaydash. I said yesterday, I already told it to you. So it doesn't make sense, the question. So Amalay Devrechem, for you, is any better? Misha Bava Amma, Achshav Hargu. Guy walks in and says, you know, he killed right now. Your question was Be'ezah Yoyim, Be'ezah Shah, Be'ezah Makom, and that makes sense. He says, right now he killed, right here. Ella must be Avgav Lo Tzarich. Even though you don't have to speak it out, all seven questions. Ramina Allah, we ask him. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that you bring the Eidim from place to place. We had this before in order to lying to make it hard for them. Hachanami Avgav Lo Tzarich. Ramina Allah, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, we make him questions, make it hard for them. Rav Yosi says no. Emesh Hargu Shchiach, Barayv Edius. Roiv Eidias is not, you don't give Eidias on the spot. It's not Shchiach that you saw a murder right away in the Bezdin. Usually it's a few days later. So he says, Usually I'm saying he killed yesterday or a few days ago. So those are the questions, always not a geya. The Achshu Hargu is no Shchiach Barev Edius. Therefore, you still have to say what day and what hour and what Makim, because that's still a question to be asked. But what year and which Shemitah? We know. The guy said he killed last week. So he wrote note on it already. You don't have to ask him that question. It's an obvious question. Are you asking? I said this. You're like, all right. Yeah. You don't have to ask him that question. So that's why. That's Pshat Rabbi Yossi. So tomorrow, Vaita. It says, "My kiri matamai." So, yeah, ask them. Do you recognize who he killed? Did he give him hasra? Torah bottom. My kiri matamai. So, nokri harag or Yisrael harag? Was it a nokri or Yisrael? Has sreisim boy, which means a sreisim boy. It's unbelievable. Hasra has to be kibul of hasra. He has to say, "I know that I'm allowed to do this." Yes, when you tell him hasra, he has to say, "Yeah, I know I'm allowed to do that." And he has to hit the asma lemisa. He also has to say, "Even though you tell me I'm chayv misa, I'm doing it afal pikein." That's also part of hasra. All part of Hasra. And Haim is Sechel Yidibur. Yours has to kill, but Sechel Yidibur with the Hasra. It's very hard to do a capital punishment by in the Jewish law. He has to also kill Sechel Yidibur. If not, we say maybe he forgot the Hasra. So he has to first accept the Hasra and keep on doing it. Ha'oivet of it, so that's part of the question he's raising, but he asked the Eidim if he did this. Ha'oivet of it is Zara, Esmi Avad, Lepa'ar Avad. Did he serve the vertical of Pa'ar? Lemakulus Avad, Uma Avad. What did he do? Bezivuch, did he shecht? Bekita, did he bring a carbon? Benisuch, did he pour something? Beshtachavad, did he bow down? So these are all the questions you have to ask him. Amba Ulam, a nine last Shra Menatari. Where's the Makar for Asra? Shunamma, it says in the Pasik, Ve'ish Ashikech Esachoyse Basov Basimoy. Someone marries a Mazana with his sister, Basov Basimoy, Ve'ra'as Arvasai. He saw her Erva. What does Ria got to do with anything? Ella, learn from here. Achi yiro'o taima shaldava. You have to show the person taima shaldava. Now, this pasuk is talking about chayso, which is a chiyav karis. Rashi explains by chiyav karis, you don't need hasra because it's din shemayim and klapi shemayim galio. They know if you knew about it or not. So meina inya lekaris. This is the makar that before malchus need hasra because the loch is. That Achayis is also Shaykh Malchus. If he doesn't get Karis, if he warned him for Malchus, he gets Malchus. So, therefore, this is a Mekar for Asura by Malchus. Again, the Karis does not need Asura because Hashem knows the truth. That's one Mekar. We were looking for Mekar for Asura. The Bechiski Atana, Vichiyazit Ishara Eul Hargoy Ba'arma. This is talking about someone who is amazed to kill someone. Shehisru Boy Vadayinu Mazed. What's the Drasha? Like Rashi says in the second Pshat, it says, it doesn't say v'mhezid. It says v'chiyazid. It sounds like a present tense. He's being mazid. He's doing it on purpose. Which means, even after I warned him, he's still doing it. So you see, it was history by v'adayin umazid. He's still amazed. So this is a makar that you need hasra by Mises Bezdin. The Be'er v'shmol Tana. This is talking about Shabbos. Hamoyitzin oysa mekoyish eitzim. And again, here it doesn't say shekishesh eitzim, that he did it. Mekoyish sounds like a present tense. He's being mekoyish eitzim. Because it's even made a history, but you warned them about dying in the Makar, they kept on doing it. So you see again the Makar for Asura. The Bei Rebbe Tana, a fourth Makar, Al-Dvarasha Ina, this is talking about someone who's Ma'ana Narim Ra, so also Chayiv Skilo, just like Shabbos. And it says Al-Dvar, Al-Iske Dibur. Loshon Al-Dvar means Al-Iske Dibur, that the Chayiv for the Asura, for not listening to the Asura. Now we have four drushes, Malchus, Mrs. Bezdin, and then two by Skilo. Why are these four drushes? V'tzirichem. Again, this is the same as Yisoy. There's something that's more chomer. Maybe it doesn't need Hasra. Malchus needs Hasra. Maybe Chayv Mises, which is so chomer, doesn't need Hasra. Because Rachmana Kiyazid, to kill. That's by Saif, which is more kuldik. Avaskilu de Chamura, Emelay, but it doesn't need Hasra. Tzricha. Only question is, Vetaratim de Skalm Lomeli. Why are you two Pesukim on the Skalm? You have Makaychish and Ino, Anna Amnai Marasa. Why are you both of them? But the times going lovely. The Rav Shimon Lasuy in Esrafin to be Marben Esrafin. The Rabbanon. The reason is because Esraf is more common than Skilas. You need for that. The Rabbanon Milsa the Ask to be Kavachayim and Tovagas Okra. Even something that's a Kavachayim a lot of times the pasuk is Marbet. Afraid to Gemara. Just saying the Skolm needs Asra and they learn everything from there. Marbet the more common needs it. Everything else needs it. Look at one of the Skolm. Liz Leis Hanach Ligavunei. Hachinami, you say the same thing. Milsa, the Asa v'kavachaymer, Tarach v'kosav lo krah. That Milsa, that Lord of v'kavachaymer, Tarach v'kosav lo krah, Akaponim, that's the Makar minat hoira for Hasra. They learn from here that you need Hasra.